With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is warning there may be no back pay for federal workers during a shutdown. That would be a reversal of what has been a long policy, and it would affect about 750,000 people who've been furloughed because of the ongoing government shutdown, and at this point are simply not able to work at all. They're normally able to at least look forward to getting their back pay when the time comes. Peace talks between Israel and Hamas have resumed in Egypt. The second day of talks today taking place on the two-year anniversary of Hamas's surprise terrorist attack. The FBI back in 2023 analyzed phone records of more than a half dozen Republican lawmakers, part of its investigation into President Trump's actions surrounding the 2020 election. Former DOJ spokesperson Mark Weaver told the Salem Radio Network he's shocked by the revelations.
It is stunning to me as someone who worked at the Justice Department, as someone who's been a prosecutor at the state level for many years.
The Louisiana Republican, House Speaker Mike Johnson, says Democrats are to blame for the current shutdown.
We take no pleasure in this because it's not just a cat and mouse game. It's not a political contest between R's and D's. We've got millions of Americans being seriously, adversely affected.
A former NFL quarterback and his network facing a lawsuit following an altercation.
A truck driver has filed a lawsuit against former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez and Fox Corporation following a bloody fight police say was started by Sanchez. The lawsuit accuses Sanchez of starting a fight outside a downtown Indianapolis hotel. The altercation left the 69-year-old truck driver Perry Toll with severe injuries. Toll also stabbed Sanchez during the fight. Sanchez faces a felony battery charge and several misdemeanors. Toll's lawsuit seeks damages and attorney's fees. Sanchez was in Indianapolis for Fox's coverage of a football game.
That is Gethin Coolbaugh. This is SRN News. The man who tried to assassinate a Supreme Court justice has been sentenced. We get more details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Nicholas Roski was arrested before he could kill Brett Kavanaugh, and he could have gotten 30 years in prison. Instead, he received an 8-year term from U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman, who says she specifically took into account the fact that Roski is now living as a woman. Boardman stated that in sentencing, she was influenced by, quote, the fact that she is a transgender woman and will be sent to a male-only prison facility. Michael Harrington reporting.
Sukkot, a week-long Jewish holiday celebrating the traditional gathering of the harvest, is getting underway. It continues through Monday, October 13th. Sukkot is considered one of the most joyful festivals on the Jewish calendar, distinctive in that it explicitly encourages Jews to rejoice and discourages public mourning of any kind. This is SRN News. Weather becoming an issue again as a lot of tropical weather continuing to brew up in the Atlantic and elsewhere, even in the Pacific, a few storms brewing. On the west coast of Mexico, one storm is starting to get stronger.
Hurricane Priscilla is drenching parts of southwestern Mexico as it strengthens and moves northwest off the Pacific coast with winds near 100 miles per hour. The government canceled classes in La Paz and Los Cabos and set up shelters as a precaution. The National Hurricane Center in Miami warns of heavy swells, dangerous surf and rip currents, and possible flash flooding. A tropical storm watch is in place for Baja California Sur from Cabo San Lucas to Cabo San Lazaro. The hurricane's probable forecast has a track curving northeast and potentially impacting Southern California and Arizona this weekend. I'm Jennifer King.
It's been a rough session so far on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is off by 129 points. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.